So Neil, thanks for coming up. We had your speech out there live on air, so a lot of the supporters heard what you had to say. A disappointing finish, however, in a way it's a long time been coming. Obviously we had the benefit of that great game on Saturday, and I know until the final whistle you believed that we could stay up in this division, but there's a lot of positives to take.
Lots of positives. You know, I've just said to the lads in there that, you know, the reason why Chris Lynch has got Supporters Player of the Year is because he wears his heart on his sleeve, and every time he crosses that white line, it means the world to him. But unfortunately for Chris, he's 20 years of his career have rapidly gone, you know, and that's in the end of his career. But does it surprise me he's got Player of the Year? No, not at all. Can lads learn from that? Absolutely. You know, we complain about the dying breed and the old school, etc. But, you know, I said to lads that football careers pass you by so quickly. And unfortunately, when managers take over football clubs and changes are made, etc., there's nothing personal, it's always professional. I've just said to the lads that, you know, I've enjoyed working with them for a period of time. I know we've got to go to Brackley, but like I've just promised the fans out there, you know, there needs to be changes. You know, there needs to be major surgery, and trust me, there will be major surgery. But, you know, there's been lots of positives. You know, Kurt Willoughby's, you know, got his goals. You've got, you know, Young Salou's come out of the 21s and been a positive, and there's been lots. You know, it's been a difficult season, but I'm just absolutely devastated. I never wanted this feeling, but it's a feeling that lives with me forever now, isn't it?
You're already in your mind, will have a number of players that you know that you want to bring into this football club based upon their mentality, what it will mean, and you'll have 11 or 16 players or up to 24 players depending on how big a squad is, but every one of them will be in your mould, the way that you want the football club to be run, and every one of them will be, wants to get onto that football pitch there will be dying for the football club. Absolutely. And unfortunately this season we've had far too many players that haven't been up to that, haven't understood what it means to be a supporter of a football club, because football clubs that are owned by supporters are very different to any other beast.
My mantra, this is my line now, and I've said this a few times, but this is what I promise. This club will never ever be dictated to by player power again. Players will not tell me what they're going to earn at this club. I'll be telling them. We'll be picking a group of people that playing for the shirt is first, one of you secondary. If you don't like what's on offer, there's lots of other clubs around the northwest. But anyone I speak to, if the wage demands are too high, we're not going to be bowed down now. It's FC United. You know, there's not a better setting in non-league football. Outside of League Two, there's no better setting. There's no better setting than the fans. If you want to come here and play, come and play. If you want to talk salaries that you don't justify, don't talk to me about it. And the lads that come here, the lads that come and play for me, will not be dictating to me about what they get paid. It will be about, can't wait for pre-season, can't wait to pull the red shirt, can't wait to play at Broadhurst Park, can't wait to, you know, recreate successful times here. And that's my promise. You know, we've talked about a clear wage structure, and we're not being misers by this, or we're not trying to be, you know, dictating to people in that way, but we're saying that this is our budget, this is what we stand for, and I'm not going to have someone up here and someone down here. We're all going to be in this together. You know, the moving of this moving forward is to get everyone back together, to get everyone back on board, and like go back to what I first said about Chris Lynch. He's got Sports Player of the Year because he desperately wants to play for this club. He doesn't want to retire, but his body's telling him he has to retire. But you have 11 Chris Lynch's, 16 Chris Lynch's, with a little bit of flow, people who desperately want to play for the club. You've got to have a successful team, and
is
we will have a successful
team.
Is
he the kind of player that, obviously, in retirement, he's a kind of player and that you'd like to keep at the club because of his passion, what he can bring and what he can show the youngsters?
Yeah, and that's a conversation we're going to have. But I just want people who want to be here. You know, you've seen with Potts, he's not fit, he's come back from an operation, but he wants to be here. You know, you've seen with Salou, he comes on, he wants to be here.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen other lads, I know we've got a couple of loan players, etc. Look at Fisher, he's on Blackburn Rovers, he's on whatever he's on per week, but he wants to be here. He just desperately wants
Mohammed
to get
the same
football. Zen Mohammed, you know, pro Accrington, but dies for the shirt, wants to play. And you know, if you don't have that in your locker, you can have as much ability as you want, and I've said this time and again, you're not worth anything to anybody. And I said that to the lads, you've got to have that desire and that burnt desire. And listen, the last home game of the season, you know, there was things said at half time today that I don't regret, and I told him it wasn't an act. This was me, because how much I love the game of football, and it means everything to me. Obviously my kids are, you know, everything, but football,
yeah,
the feeling that football gives you, if you genuinely love the sport and want to do well, then you can't replace that.
We noticed that the beginning of the second half there was a real injection. Was it specific things about style of play, or was it just put your foot in.
Stop hiding. Yeah, stop hiding. Yeah. You've got 2,000 fans. Watch. Stop hiding. You've got a chance here. We don't let Geisling Darlington take care of himself. As it happens, your guys, they've obviously gone and won. But don't go hiding. Just give your all. And even if you're having a bad time on the ball, you can't have a bad time off the ball.
No.
You know, watch some recovery runs today. They're non-existent. I see that, so the fans can see that. You know, the reason why we went out to Saturday is everyone went for a war for each other. It wasn't being tired. Lads are fit enough to play two games in 3 days. It's a mentality thing. And I've said all season, that's my biggest frustration. But I will get a team here that are mentally strong, who are physically strong and who have got ability.
Talking about the game itself, just very briefly, and then we played against a very good, very well-structured football team with players that have been at that football club for a number of years. You know, you saw what it meant to them winning the game because, I mean, in all fairness and not being, well, being very unbiased, if it had finished 1-1, I thought it was a travesty because they had
the better of the team
completely. And you've seen what it means to them, and they're in a club at the moment that have got problems. You know, the manager's talking about, you know, maybe having to leave. But the players went out there. So they've left all that.
Yeah,
and what we've had this season, unfortunately, is players taking all that onto a pitch. You know, there are a group of players there from Blyth that they've been told by their own board can't afford to go up. Players will have to, if they want contracts, take wage cuts. Did they go out today and implode? No, they just went, you know what, we're going to get in the playoffs. We're going to be the team. And that's the kind of attitude that you want in your players and your manager, and that's what you've got.
You've seen from up here. You know, I'm demanding people have two touches and move the ball early. Some people having 7, 8, 9, 10 touches and do what they want as an individual, not as a team player. We need to be team players.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you've all seen that. I'm not going to highlight anybody, but you've all seen where I'm coming from. And, you know, they could have scored 6 or 7. The amount of gaps that we left and didn't recover. And it was comical. You know, I sat to the bench. Are people doing it on purpose? Is it, you know, is it a last one song? Well, if it is, it is. You know,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
And that's, I've said to the lads, go up there, soak it in. Unfortunately, that's football. It'll be the last time that you play for me at Broadhurst Park. That's part and parcel of football, you know. And then when I get my squad, it's obviously down to me what I do.
I suppose one good thing for you, really, is in the respect, I know we talked about it on Saturday, we were desperate for players. We brought back Sam Baird. You've had two games to watch him. He gets a 10 out of 10 on Saturday in the team of the week. And he puts in another
great performance. Great performance. And, you know,
he's been through all the regimes.
Yeah.
You can see what a good player is, and he's been like this for you. Are you the man then to take him
level? I think so, and that's what I've challenged him
consistently.
I've challenged him, and we'll keep challenging him. He's got a future here, but he really needs to let the penny drop. He really needs to get a grip of love for football because he's got ability, and if that laid back attitude is sometimes good, but that burn, that desire has got to come with him now. He's got to want to play for this club.
Well, listen, it's been a long hard fought season.
Yeah.
The Northern Premier, a division you know very well, you got promoted into, did very well last season. Know every team, the ins and outs of pretty much every team, the new team's coming up as well. So it's going to be a challenge, it's going to be a good challenge and something to look forward to. We'll see you on Saturday at Brackley on that short journey.
Thank you so much.
You. And thank you for the enjoyment that you brought this season, and we'll enjoy next season and beyond. So. No one's too despondent. You can see in the fans, no one's despondent. Everyone's ready for a new season. You will be, and that's the nature of management, and that's the nature of you as a person. But everyone's behind you, everyone supports you, and we have a successful season next year.
I can safely say, finally, it's been the hardest thing that I've ever done. But with that, the most enjoyable thing I've ever done. And you know, for as much as I'm hurting now, the good times will come back.
Exactly.
Thank you so much,
as always.
Cheers. Thank you.